Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Just Say It. My name is Favor Ojika, and I'm super excited to have you guys back here with me. So I know it's been a few weeks since I didn't, you know, drop any episodes. Truth is, guys, believe me when I tell you that I honestly needed that break. I needed a mental break. I honestly was not motivated to do anything. And I guess I'm going to tell you guys all about it in this particular episode. The idea is not to make this episode super long, but just to, you know, keep you guys up to date on what has been going on with me for the past few weeks. Do not go anywhere. Once we come back, you'll be hearing all about this particular topic. Welcome back to my podcast, guys. For those of you that are not new on this podcast, you know that this is like the time where I normally insert like a TMI session, but there's not going to be a TMI session this period because, again, this episode is not supposed to be like a full-blown episode. It's just basically me checking in on you guys and knowing that you guys are, you know, well and alive. In the meantime, if you are a new person on my podcast, welcome. I am super excited to have you here. Welcome to our family. And I'm encouraging you to just keep listening. And if you feel it in your heart to support this particular podcast, just go ahead and like it on all the different podcasting platforms. And do well to share it with your friends. Okay, moving on. So many of us are not like new to basically what has been going on in the world. I honestly fought the urge to say something about it because, like I said, it's been weeks. But I just feel like if I don't talk about it, in a way, I'm also part of the problem because I have my own audience, which is you guys. And I know that you guys have been hearing it from other platforms as well. But, you know, it will help if some people have not heard, or if some people are not even taking these issues seriously. I'm going to be talking about two different things that have been going on for like the past few weeks, or as a matter of fact, past few months. The very first thing is the pandemic, and we are all trying to adjust to it and trying to cave out our new normal. The second thing is the case of George Floyd that was brutally murdered, because as far as I'm concerned, he was murdered by some police officers, or a police officer, and then aided and abetted by other police officers. That particular issue sparked a protest across the world, actually. Many people, it started here in the United States, and then it was, you know, propagated to other parts of the world. And in a way, I was kind of proud that people took it upon themselves to say, no, enough is enough. And because of this thing that happened, many other cases have been unfolded, you know, cases that were buried for years. Cases that we didn't even hear about since last year actually came to light recently. And it just breaks my heart that this is actually a thing in 2020. You know, somebody would think that, you know, we live in an era of vast technology and an era where people are educated and enlightened to do better, not just in their careers, but as human beings, because regardless of what you think, we are humans first. But for some strange reason, some people know better, but they refuse to do better. And it really does break my heart. And the reason why I'm even trying to start this up is because of fellow Africans like myself, you know, trying to make this particular issue not their problem. Now, before I start casting stones, hypothetically, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to talk to you about my progression as a person. So most of you know, if not all of you know, that I came into this country as a non-immigrant, as a student, many years ago, eight years now. So this is my eighth year in this country. And during the course of these 8 years, I have learned a lot, thankfully. I have, you know, constantly tried my best to grow myself as a person. And so I take experiences as they come and I try to be a better human being in general. It is not a perfection, but I feel with the grace of God, I am leading towards being, you know, a progressing human. That aside, I just feel like I just gave you a perfect resume of myself. But moving forward, guys, the reason why I said that was because, like I said, I've been trying my best to learn a lot of things and unlearn a lot of nonsense as well. So things like when I hear or I see things or I watch all this, you know, police brutality on the news, I actually stopped watching the news, to be honest. But then, you know, we are all on social media, so we see these things regardless. And when I see them, is it I, you know, turn it off? I just don't want to see because of the images, or I just don't want to engage, you know what I mean? Or I just look at it and before I'll be like, okay, it's part of those places where a lot of black people are. So places like Louisiana, Mississippi and whatnot, like, you know, yes, there are racist people there, but like, you know, there are a lot of black people there, so it's not that bad. I mean, I'm in Minnesota, I'm in this white haven, you know, a bunch of white people, but I don't really experience racism like that, so it's not going to be a big deal for me. Like, it's not affecting me personally. And besides, I am African. Besides, I am Nigerian. How do I want to consign me? Na akata people 90 day follow. You understand? For those of you that don't understand what I said, it's just basically saying, oh, it's not my business because I'm African, I'm Nigerian, right? The people that they are targeting are black people, people that were born in this country. Excuse me. And I soon realized that is not necessarily the case. Because if you look at the trace of people that have been killed over the years, it does not matter where you're from. Because the cops will not say, oh, I'm stopping you as a black person. By the way, where are you from? Are you Kenyan? Oh, no, you look Ghanaian. I think you look Nigerian. I don't think I'm supposed to stop you. They don't freaking care. They see your skin color and that is all that matters to them. You know, you are a threat, whether you like it or yes. They don't care where you're from. They don't care your background. They don't care if you have a master's degree, in my case. They don't care if you went to school. They don't care if you're educated. They are just biased. And then don't get me wrong, I honestly want to say not all of them, but at this point, to be honest, I don't even know what to believe anymore. Like, I'm just calling things out the way it is, right? And when I'm trying to have this conversation with people back home, especially in my home country, Nigeria, telling them that this is a serious issue, they don't really take it seriously. They're like, oh, please just avoid those places because don't go and don't say anything so that they will not target you. And I'm like, you don't understand. I'm already a target because of my skin color. Obviously, I'm not going to do anything that will break the law, but I'm just saying that I've been put in situations where I've simply been pulled over just because I'm a black person. You know, I'm representing, you know, other black people now. So somebody, the story I was reading yesterday, this was something that happened August last year, that they killed a 23-year-old boy from coming from the gas station. This dude was anemic. He had anemia. They held him down till he had a heart attack and died. And he kept screaming, I'm not who you think I am. Just because they got a suspicious call. It angers me if I think about it, honestly. And then the case of George Floyd, I couldn't even bring myself to watch the entire video because I was like, this is sick. And I can't keep having pictures like this in my head. It's too much for anybody to actually bear as a person. It really is. And the fact that people don't take it seriously is what saddens me. And this is everything that I have been bottling for the longest time. Like, guys, I'm trying my best not to make this like a venting space, but I'm just trying to tell you guys how severe it is. And I'm specifically talking to the Africans amongst us. Majority of my listeners are Africans, and most of them are from Nigeria, and most of them are from other parts of Africa, and most of them are also residing here in the United States. I'm using this opportunity, this platform, to plead with you. Please change your mentality. Change it. You know, I can go on and on and on the cases of Africans, quote and unquote, that they've killed in this country mindlessly and needlessly just because of their skin color. I took a racism class in my sophomore year where I learned about Amadou Diallo. This dude was a student at Princeton. He wasn't attending a state school or federal school, or, you know, he was attending a prestigious school. He was on his way to his apartment. Again, just because they got a suspicion, he looked suspicious. He was trying to bring out his wallet from his pocket, and then they fired at him 41 times. How do you kill a human being 41 times? He's already dead. But then for some strange reason, you just feel the need to just keep shooting. Why? That he was a threat to your life, and they went scot-free. Before his mom could enter the plane and come to this country, her son was dead within matter of seconds. And then don't even get me started on how black women are supposed to endure every ounce of suffering under the guise of being strong black women. You know, these people kill their husbands, they kill their kids, they kill their sons, they destabilize the family, they jail them, you know, propagating the agenda of Jim Crow, because Jim Crow is alive and well. But then for some strange reason, they are supposed to just, you know, be passive, not say anything, endure it, be strong, time and time and again. If we are supposed to go with the scale of how things are in this country, I'm trying to give you a picture. It's white male, white female, everything in between. I'm talking Asians, you know, whatever, people from Asia, people from whatever, all the other races, and then you have black man and then black women. We are the least of the least on that particular scale. That is how it's being rated in this country. So it's one thing for you to be a person of color. If you're not black, it's a problem. And then now adding being a woman on top is a problem. And then when you now add your other sexual orientation, you know that you are just in the red. And people think this is a joke, but these are people's lives. And then when somebody like me actually speaks out or talks, they look at me as, are you in that category? Of course I am. Of course I am. As far as I'm concerned, I'm black in this country, and that is all that matters. Nobody stops to ask, oh, Favour, what part of Nigeria Gogo are you from? Oh, so oh, you're Igbo. Yeah, I did not know. Come and start going. No. I heard about the Igbo guy that they killed in California too. Same thing, police brutality. Are we talking about the Yoruba guy that had a case of schizophrenia or some mental illness that they also killed in their custody? Even when they consistently told them that this dude is not well. Instead of them to take him to the hospital, they took him to the police station, and there he died. I can go on and on cases that have been unjustly treated and how black people are being maltreated in this country, but nobody seems to give two hoots. Especially people like us in Africa, where they are looking at it as, oh, how is that your it's my business, because guess what? I am a black person. It's my identity in this country. I didn't understand how black I was until I was in this, or I came to this country. I could also talk about a first-hand experience. I spoke to you guys about this in my podcast many months ago, where myself and some of my friends went to it was this exact time last year, June 22nd, 2019. Last year, I experienced my first real experience of racism. I mean, I've been seeing passive racism throughout my college career, but again, as far as it wasn't outrightly discriminating me or telling me, oh, this is not, I mean, they say all those subtle messages, but I tried not to internalize them, because guess what? I had a goal in my head, you understand? But by this time last year, June 22nd, 2019, I will never forget, I went to celebrate a friend of mine for her birthday, me and many other girls, because some white people thought that we couldn't fit in, or we didn't fit in. They decided to call the cops on us for some strange reason, and then they lied, saying that they spoke to us several times to keep it down low, but we did not. And nobody approached us. You guys, if you are wondering what episode I'm talking about, just go back and look for an episode that talks about, you know, my skin color being a crime, something like that. It's one of the episodes. I'm going to link it in the description. I hear the full story. And that's why it's kind of triggering for me, because when I think about all these things, I'm like, why are black people hated so much? And that's why sometimes you can't really blame people that hate themselves. Like, as much as you want to you know, correct that mentality, you really can't do much, because the world consistently tells them that they are not good enough, that they are not good enough, that they are not worth, they are not supposed to leave, they are not accepted in this world, that they didn't even create themselves. That's even the sad part. They did not create it, but for some strange reason, just because you look different from me, you don't fit in. And that's why people really need to educate themselves. If you go back to history, the first people that walked this earth were actually black women. They really were. And I got this knowledge from the educator Jane Ellis. As they were moving at different environments, they were moving away from different environments, their skin got lighter and lighter because of the environment that they were in. If you look at history too, it started from the black race. I don't know what people are talking about, but for some strange reason, they don't like, why? Why? It started with the pandemic. At first, staying at home seemed cool, but then after some time, I was like, this is just, it became a mental thing for me, because it was not just about staying home. It's the fact that I couldn't go outside. Because I mean, to some extent, I was used to working from home, you know, my previous contract positions, but this particular one, it felt like I was mentally caged. I couldn't really do stuff because I was scared of what was out there. So it started affecting me mentally. My anxiety level started spiking. You know, there were days where I would sleep and I would be scared of not waking up the next day. That was how bad it was, guys. But then I, with the help of some people and, you know, with the help of me constantly telling myself that, you know, it's going to be fine, I was able to scale through that. And then just when I was trying to get back into the groove and, you know, get going with my stuff, get productive, start my YouTube channel, you know, try to be out there again, the whole thing with George Floyd started. And that just devastated me. It took me back. I was so angry, you guys. For a whole week, I was so angry. And hearing stupid comments from some people that I thought should know better just made me, it made my spirit boil. It made me even more disgusted. You know? And then the leader of the free world in this country was not even making matters easy. It really broke my heart on different levels. It really did. And I was just like, what has this world come to? Like, it made me really look at different things and be like, so what then? I started questioning everything I was taught, everything I knew. It was as if I just wanted a blank space to teach myself good things again. Like, I wanted to see something different, something good, because everything I saw was just bad. It was bad, it was horrible. And it affected me so bad, you guys. And I'm very sure that a lot of other people, you know, were affected. I had to reach out to somebody else that was in my office that actually looked like me. And we kind of took comfort in each other, because no other person was asking. Every other person was seeing how crazy things were, but they did not see how crazy it was for us to internalize it. You know? It was just crazy. It was really crazy. The past couple of weeks have been daunting. I've been trying my best to just push through it and just do what I know how to do best, you know, put out episodes. But a time came, it was just tiring. I was like, yo, I give up. This is too much. I need a break. I really do. You know, some of my friends really knew like what I was going through. Why? Just a few, to be honest. Like, I honestly didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted to laugh as usual and just do my thing and not bother people with my own headaches. But I was going through a lot mentally, you know. I went through different phases of emotions. I was sad, I was angry, I was mostly angry, I was disgusted, I was scared, guys. I was scared. There were days where I'll be driving on the road, and if I was going, you know, if the speed limit was 60, sometimes I'll even go 55, because I just don't want any reason or anyone to stop me for no goddamn reason. And it's not supposed to be so. I'm supposed to be a free human being walking this earth. And then again, it's even more sad, because I am somebody looking for greener pastures. I know where I'm coming from. I know what's there. I know the amount of responsibilities I shoulder. And I'm just trying to make the best out of life for myself and my family. and then to come to a place where they are constantly telling me that I'm not good enough, it hurts. It hurts. It really does hurt. You know, I've never understood so much about the black race until this past few weeks. I had to read a lot. I had to educate myself again. I had to talk with some people that had sense, because there are some other people that just were just plain foolish for no reason. Excuse my French. And I'm not saying foolishness because they don't agree with me, but just foolishness coming from a place of, it's not ignorance, because you know better, but you're choosing not to do better. That's how I interpret it, you know? And to me, that's just foolishness, because it's like, I don't know what makes you different from the so-called racist that we are trying to call out, you know? Because I don't care how you see it. You are still black. You are still black. You are still African. You are like me. We are alike. We are both the same people. You know, I don't care how many white friends you have. I don't care. When they see me and you on the road, they will leave that your white friend to go, and they will stop you. They will stop me, because guess what? We look alike. And this has nothing to do with you being like light skinned or whatever. No. We are talking about the concept of color, race, racism. It's a real thing. It's alive and well. And some people that listen to me from all over the world hear this. It's alive and it's well. It's people's realities. I'll not even lie to you. I used to be one of the people that used to think like, oh, you know, there's some of these black people that are not, you know, they're putting themselves in all this. I used to be those people that say those statements. Oh, if they did not do this, you know, if they did not put themselves in those positions, why would police stop them in the first place? That is just utterly, like, utter nonsense. Because guess what? No police officer is supposed to kill or take another person's life, regardless of what they are doing. If you catch them committing a crime, do your due diligence. Take them to jail or do whatever. Process them. Arrest them. Do what you're supposed to do and let the court decide whether they are guilty or not. Because guess what? As far as the law is concerned, they are innocent until proven guilty. Take them to jail. Do whatever it is you want to do. Do your job as a police officer. You don't have the right to take a human life. Imagine having a child. You birth a child. Went through the process of labor, 9 months. Watch this child grow to become a man. And have another grown person take their life just because they felt like. It's heartbreaking. And it's not just your sons, it's your fathers. It's like, it's a deliberate effort to discourage people, young people, from even bringing, you know, black babies into this world, because they are scared of their race. They can't handle them. You know, it's like a deliberate effort to low-key wipe out the black race, because most people now will be scared of having kids because they don't want to bring kids into this world where their kids will be taken away from them. But guess what? We are here to stay. God made us. We are just like you. You know, if you injure yourself, blood comes out of your system, and it does mine too. So guess what? We are both human. Except you have a blood that has iron steel. I don't care. You're a human being. I'm a human being too. And I deserve as much rights as you do. There's nothing different. Nothing. If anything, I am a unique human being. I had to keep telling myself this over and over and over again. My race is beautiful. My color is outstanding. I am stunning. My mind is powerful. I'm not a threat to any human being. If I'm going to be a threat, I am a positive threat to them to do better. That is it. I will not keep silent. I won't keep quiet. This is me using my platform to fight, because this is wrong. It is wrong. It is wrong. No human being deserves to be treated like that. I watched a video of black baby boys being held hostage by a police officer on the street just randomly. He was pointing guns at these children and they had their hands up. How are they threats to you? How are they being a threat to you? You are one. They are just there looking at you with their hands. You said, raise your hand up. Their hands are up. If not for the bystanders that kept screaming at this man. They are babies. They are babies. They are children. Don't move, baby. Don't move, baby. Just stay where you are. That man would have just shot them and said, oh, they were threatening him. It's possible. And the fact that when people keep watching all these images and all these videos, they become desensitized to it. They make it look as if, oh, it's a normal thing. They'll just kill him. People will rally around for like 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, everybody, the matter will just die down. Everybody will go back to their normal lives. It becomes a normal thing. And it's not supposed to be normal. It really isn't. Because we're not animals. We are human beings too. And the reason why I'm also speaking out is because, okay, now it's not your turn. Because I'm guessing all these other people that lost their lives due to police brutality, they did not plan to be killed. That's my anger. They didn't plan. Nobody plans to die. Nobody plans to have their life taken away from them. Nobody. We were trying to endure what happened to Ahmaud Arbery. And then George Floyd happened. Prior to that, Philando Castile. And the reason why it's even more threatening to me, or will I say more scary to me, is because guess what? It happened in my backyard here in Minneapolis. I live here in Minnesota. It happened right there. So before I used to be like, oh, it's happening in all these different states. It will not come to Minnesota. We are good. We are good. Hey, God, please protect us. So protect us. At least it's not. It's far. Guess what? It's happening everywhere. Everywhere. And if you don't speak out or use your platform for something positive, you are part of the problem as far as I'm concerned. You really are, especially when you look like me. It's a challenge. And you don't have to go out to the streets to protest. There are other ways for you to protest. If you have platforms, you talk about these things. You educate your friends. Some of them don't like themselves. You hear talk like, oh me, I only want to marry a light-skinned girl. I only want to marry a Mexican girl. I only want to marry a white girl. I only want to marry an Asian girl. I only want to marry somebody from, I want to marry a Native American. I want to marry a European Oyibo. Those are like desensitized messages. They are trying to tell you that, oh, black is not beautiful. Oh me, I don't have the strength of a black girl. Please, black girls are too, they are too loud. They are too this, they are not. And I'm not saying you can't love who you love. If you genuinely see the person, why not? But I'm just saying, there's some people that just have a type in their head because of what they think or what they have been taught. They don't see black women as attractive. They don't see black women as this, that. But guess what? It's the same black women that will go into the streets and fight for your ass when something happens to you. It's the same black women that will go into the streets and they'll be calling on the officials and they'll be fighting for this same race. But then some of our black men just do whatever, and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You know, you don't see black women as good enough. You don't see them as, you know, people that will go out and fight for you. And that is just, it's sad. It really is sad. You better start thinking about your race. You better start thinking about who you are as a person, because you are not just Matthew or John or Priscilla. You know, you are not just African or Igbo or Yoruba or from Sierra Leone. Guess what? You are also representing the African race and enlarge the black community. So whatever you do is a ripple effect to who you actually are. You start thinking about those things. Start thinking about the kind of world you want to live in. Start thinking about your future. You know, stop unlearn nonsense. Teach yourself some things. You're not too old to learn. Education is for all ages. Even an 80-year-old person still learns every day, even though they are supposedly supposed to be the wisest of all. They still learn. Another racist thing that happened to me recently was during this whole thing. I was driving to see one of my friends, right? When I took the courage to actually leave the house one day, right? And as I was driving on the lane, I was driving on the far left lane, and then all of a sudden I started hearing like a horn sound, and I was like, I don't know what is going on. Am I passing via like a railway? But I didn't really pay attention to it because I was like, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I'm not speeding or whatever. And I looked, I didn't see any police coming around me, so I was like, okay, no wahala. And then I noticed that there's one man that was tailgating me. Tailgating is where they drive so close to your car. And then I wind down my car because, you know, I had AC in the car, so I just wind down to understand what was going on. It had to be that loud for me to actually have, you know, hear it inside my car to tell you how bad this man was horning. And then I wind down and I was hearing the loud sound. I was like, what the hell is going on? I looked at the other lane. It was as free as day. It was so free. So he could have easily just gone to the other lane and then switched and come in front of me if he wanted to. But no. For some strange reason, he wanted me to leave that lane for him. And for some people that know me, I'm a very stubborn person. Very, very stubborn.
I removed my hand out of this thing. I was like, what's the problem? I gave him the sign of go to the other lane. He refused. For 2 straight minutes, this man kept following me on that particular lane. And he kept honking. He didn't come down. All the other cars that were coming behind him kept going to the other lane and was going their way. They just, I'm sure they were like, these people are just mad. Because I refused to leave that lane because I was like, I'm not leaving this lane for you. I'm not. You met me here. So why should I leave the lane for you? Because you are who? Onyoncha. You must be mad. Huh? And then I saw that I was almost going to pass my exit. And that was the reason why I was like, you know what? Not today, Satan. But at first, I was like, I'm not leaving this goddamn lane for you. I will not do that. Who the hell do you think you are? But then eventually, I kind of went to the second lane and then made my exit. Because and when I made the second lane, I intentionally kind of slowed down. Because I wanted to see the person that was honking. And guess what? Entitled. Oh, God help me. God help me. And I was like, wow, and I was like, not today, Satan, not today. I rebuke you and I reject you. And I went my way. But that kind of also opened my eyes and it kind of proved my point. It's like some people are not, for some strange reason, it's just, you make them uncomfortable with your presence. As much as that is a bad thing, right? You have to start seeing the positive in it. You hold so much power within who you are that for some strange reason, I don't even understand why they find you a threat. So you use that and turn it into your advantage and tell yourself that you are good enough. Whether or not the world sees you differently, you are good enough. You've been made in the image and likeness of God. So guess what? Nobody has the idea or the right to take that away from you. It's crazy, guys. It's really crazy what this world is turning into. I can go on and on and on and on and on about this particular issue and I can vent about it because honestly, I have a lot of things I want to say. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let the little one I've said sit with you guys so you people understand how serious this matter is. As much as I want to say, there are some black people that, they put themselves in this position, they don't work hard, they are lazy, they don't go to school. Guess what? The system, my Jesus Christ, the system put them that way. I'm not saying there are some people that did not work twice as hard to make a name for themselves. Guess what? Obama did it. Michelle did it. There are other people too that managed to put themselves ahead of the game. I get that. But guess what? They had to work 5 times more and they shouldn't have. Because they are human beings. Everything is supposed to be on equal playing sides. People are supposed to be put on equal pedestal. Let them run as much. But the system doesn't make it fair for black people. That's what I'm trying to make people understand. So if a black boy is not motivated to go to school or not motivated to even graduate high school, because guess what? In his head, he has seen his father being killed or being thrown in jail. He has seen that happen to his uncle. He has seen that happen to his grandfather. And he's being constantly told by the media that he will probably end up in jail or dead on the streets. Why should he bother? Tell me. Why should he care? When in his head, his faith has already been written out for him. It takes a lot of people, and a lot of strength and courage for people to mentally and, remove their mind from that mindset. These are people that have been oppressed for 400 plus years, for Christ's sake. Some people will come up with the argument that, Abraham Lincoln freed slaves. There are some slaves that didn't even know that they were free until how many years? And even after they freed them, quote and unquote, they still didn't give them any economic power to stand on themselves, by themselves, on their own 2 feet. No. Some people will come up and say, they should be able to pull themselves by their bootstraps. They did not even have shoes. They did not even have slippers. Even the poor white people, the peasants, were given more good treatment than black people that worked for years. So why would you blame people that have been in that kind of mental slavery for a long time? How would you blame them for their misfortunes? Why? Of course, this is not taking away from the fact that they have to work hard. I get that. But I'm just saying that the playing field is not even equal to begin with. It's not. It's not at all. And even the ones that are CEOs of diversity and inclusion in all these different companies, they hire them just because, number one, they are black. But then again, they don't hire employees that are black. You understand? Some major companies, the idea of diversity and inclusion is to hire 40 white people, one black person, one Asian, one Native American, and then that is diversity. It doesn't make sense. So when they are saying things like this, it's because there is a problem. And some people are suffering for this problem. And it's their lived reality. And you that is listening to this podcast should not take it lightly as well. You ask me now, okay, Favour, now that you finished ranting, what am I supposed to do? Start engaging in conversations with your friends, because guess what? Trust me, some of your friends are not thinking the way you are. Some of them are, but a lot of them are not thinking the way you are. If there is a world revolution of the way, if people have the same mindset, a positive thinking mindset, a lot of people will come together and there will be a change. Have productive conversations. Don't be talking about sex 24/7. That's not going to take you to heaven. It's not going to take you to heaven. It's not going to take you to heaven. Have productive conversations. Talk about your careers. Talk about your life. Talk about self-development. Talk about how you can be a better human being. Because at the end of the day, it starts with your heart. It starts with you as a person. You know? Talk about things. Sign petitions online. Contribute. Fund different organizations that are actually working tirelessly to make a change for themselves. Do all of these things and you guess what? You are one step closer to being a positive human being, adding change to this world that we live in. Because at the end of the day, guess what? You will bring your kids into this world as well. You're hoping one day that you have a family. Some people might not, and that's completely up to them. But I'm just saying, for the majority of the people that I know, most of them want to have families. So what kind of world do you want to create for your kids? Some of you are enjoying the life you're enjoying right now because guess what? Your parents made sacrifices. So why can't you prepare ahead of time? And what are you going to teach your children when they come into this world? How are you going to teach them to fight for themselves? How are you going to teach them to be outspoken? How are you going to teach them to recognize discrimination and say no to that? How? How are you going to teach them the difference between good and bad? There are some people, even though, you know, there are some people from like different races that are like, okay, I'm right here with you. I'm not claiming to know what you're going through, but I want to understand. I want to learn. You know, when you see, but another thing too is there are some people that are saying, oh, please educate me. It's not my job to educate you. No, you're an adult. It's called Google and YouTube. You know, those are like the easiest resources. You just go. The only thing I need from you is empathy and you actually doing the work to make it better. Period. Don't come here and be stressing me and telling me, oh, please educate me. Oh, I want to learn about blah. That's not my job. It's not my job. I'm not supposed to teach you that. It's called Google, like I said, and YouTube. You know, if you really are who you say you are, you really are in mood, or you are really willing to go the extra mile, then you do the work. You don't just talk the talk. You walk the walk. You educate yourself. You know, that's when I actually start taking it seriously. And this doesn't mean that I hate white people. I do not. But do I believe that we are supposed to live in a fair world? Of course. And the ones that are truly in for equality will do the work to make sure that this world is a better place for everybody to live in. But right now, the black house is on fire. And if I hear one more person say that all lives matter again, I don't want to even turn this thing to another ranting session. Guys, I've always talked for like an hour. But I hope to God that you guys get the message. I'm sorry for going on like a random rant, but guys, it was really needed. I needed to purge myself from those emotions because there were just too many. And this is the only time I've gotten to like do this. And I'm glad that I get to do it, you know. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to me rant. And I hope that this gives you an opportunity to take positive action. If you need to educate your friends, educate them. Please, it's not your job, please. I mean, it's up to you, because guess what, you're a human being. You're an adult. But if you feel, if you feel the need to have these conversations with your friends, please go ahead and do it, by all means. By all means. Thank you guys for listening to me again. Please do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Afeva Ojika. and follow me on all podcasting platforms at Just Say It by Favor Ojika. Also, please do not forget to follow us on Instagram at Just Say It Podcast. Anyways, guys, until I come your way next time, please do not forget to always, more than ever, let love lead. And I will definitely see you guys in my next episode. Mwah. Love and light forever. Bye.